This is about animal sacrifice, which is described in the ancient Vedas. Interesting point is being made here, which most people don't understand, or I never heard of before myself, what actual animal sacrifice means. Because in the Mahabharata, and also in Srimad Bhagavatam, it talks about different saintly kings who are doing animal sacrifices. So Mahabharata mentions animal sacrifice, a horse, Ashwamedha Yajna, which is horse sacrifice, in chapter 90 of the 14th Parva. And then in chapter 91, the Mahabharata explains that the sacrifice of powdered barley is superior to animal sacrifice. So chapters 91 and 92 of Mahabharata say it's best to perform sacrifice with grains that have been saved for 3 years. So you have to understand that just because something is mentioned in a book does not mean that's a prescription we should do. We have to take the conclusion of the book as a whole and not just extract certain parts which may not be the author's view. This is a common mistake made by readers or Shastra. The Bhagavatam describes the Parama Dharma, the topmost Dharma, is Krishna Prema. There's no need for any kind of yoga involving animals. It goes against the principle of Parama Dharma. A yogi is performed to please a particular deity or a supreme person. Krishna is not pleased with animal sacrifice. In the Bhagavatam, it's clearly mentioned, whenever it talks about sacrificing an animal, it does not mean killing the animal. It just merely means touching the animal and offering it to a particular deity for whom it is meant. So you just have a cow or a horse, and you don't kill the cow or the horse in a Gomaya Yajna or Ashwamedha Yajna. You just touch the horse or cow and chant different mantras and offer that cow like an offering to that particular deity or devata. And Satyarayana cites the example, there's a famous temple of Kali in Gauragram, and they used to offer a goat to Kali every year. His father would decorate the cow with tilak and flower mala and feed it and take it in front of the deity and show it to the deity and then let the goat go. There was no question of killing the goat. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, chapter 5, verse 13, it says, Pashur Alambanam Nahimsa, which means one should touch the animal but not kill the animal. The word Alambana has two meanings. It means to kill and to touch. But in this verse, killing is forbidden. So from this is understanding, according to the Bhagavatam, when it talks about animal sacrifice by killing the animal, it's not recommended for Vaishnavas. The Bhagavatam is considered the highest fruit of the Vedas. Therefore, the ultimate purpose of the Vedas is not to preach or to encourage or to propagate animal sacrifice. One should not follow everything that's described in the story, either in the Bhagavatam or the Mahabharata. One has to understand the intention and recommendation of the author. while describing the Param Dharma, Supreme Dharma of Krishna Prem, the Bhagavatam also describes Varnashram Dharma, but that's not the ultimate recommendation. Just like the Bhagavatam describes stories of kings who have many wives, but that does not mean that the Bhagavatam is prescribing polygamy. There are also stories in the Bhagavatam of queens such as Madri and Archie who burn themselves on the funeral pyre with their husbands, but this is not an injunction to follow. You have to understand the intention of Shastra is not always literal. In the Mahabharata, in the 337th chapter of Bhishma Parvat, there's a story of Satyuga. The devas asked the sages to perform a yajna with Aja. The word Aja is commonly understood to mean goat. The sages said that the word Aja means seeds, bijam. They said that in Satyuga, it was improper to kill animals for yajna. So the conclusion here is that when Shastras like Mahabharata or Srimad Bhagavatam talk about animal sacrifices, Ashwamedha Yajna, horse sacrifice, or goat sacrifice, or cow sacrifice, it doesn't mean it has to be killed. It can just mean it's decorated, ornamented, and presented to a different deity as an offering, like you offer an apple. To show an apple to a deity, and then don't have to destroy the apple. So you just offer the, like you offer money to some sadhu. So you offer the animal as an offering, but it doesn't mean you have to kill the animal first. You offer a dead animal. You offer a living animal. Touching and offering it to a particular deity. That's an interesting point. That people probably haven't understood before. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam.